Hello and welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy on the Spy Podcast Network. I'm Mallory Kraft and I'm glad you're here.
Let's just crack into it. Hello and welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy on the Spy FM Podcast Network. Today I'm joined by my two friends, Emily and Ed.
Okay.
I was like, please get the name right.
That's my name. You got it right.
I will not wear it out. Welcome, you guys. You are the masterminds behind OKC Veggie.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And just general food lovers and have a lot of strong food opinions, as we just discovered in the first 5 minutes, which I love. That's like my favorite. Because some people come in, they're like, yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's great. I love this. I love that. And I'm like, you don't love everything, you know?
Yeah, we don't mince our words.
I'll be the first to tell you it's garbage.
Yeah, I love that. That's my favorite thing. Okay, so we will get started with the first segment, Eat of the Week. My Eat of the Week, which I sent out an email newsletter on Thursday, is bagels.
I saw that.
I'm just obsessed with bagels. I wrote in the email, it's like eating a piece of bread, but it's like eating 12 pieces of bread all at one time.
So do you guys crush them into a dense bagel?
Do you guys like bagels? Are you bagel fans?
I do like bagels. I can't say I've eaten one in a while.
Yeah, I can't even like think the last time I ate a bagel.
Wow. That's a sad life.
Right? You need to step up my bagel game.
I know. Well, Old School Bagel is my favorite place. Yeah. It's like the only one, really, you know?
Right.
So it's a very good hangover cure.
I haven't eaten there in forever.
I used to go every Saturday morning.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which one?
The one on 23rd, yeah. Before that one was built, I would drive all the way out to May. So I've been eating Old School Bagel for a while.
They're my parents' house in North Edmond. There's one like there on Covell.
Yeah, I used to eat that one too.
I used to eat that all the time. Mm. And they have the drive-through. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, that's like the only one with a drive-through.
Yeah. It's been a couple years.
I like the frozen garbage bagels that everyone else probably hates on.
What do you mean frozen garbage?
You know, bagels? It's like a bagel that's frozen and it comes in a bag of like six. I remember eating them when I was younger. They're frozen and awful. Like mm-hmm. you have to like, they're cut not all the way through.
Yes.
But they're frozen, so right. You're like, well, this is never gonna work. But
so yeah, and then you have to put them in the toaster,
and they're awful, but they're great.
Okay. Well, So what is your breakfast bread of choice? I guess
English muffin.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
English muffins.
What about crumpets? Do you like crumpets? Have you ever had one?
I don't think I have.
So they have them at Trader Joe's, and okay.
Trader Joe's.
Yeah, my boyfriend was like, "Let's get these crumpets." We were there, and he's like, "Let's get these crumpets," and I'm like, "What is this?"
Yeah.
And then we take them home. You put the crumpet. It's like an upside down English muffin. So you put the crumpet in the toaster. You put butter, and it just like melts down into the crumpet.
Cool.
It's delicious.
Have you had their, I haven't bought it yet, but I heard it's good. It's like everything but the bagel seasoning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. That. You can put it on like eggs. You can put it on, you can put it on all sorts of stuff. I'm a big fan of bagels, but I'm also a big fan of cream cheese as well.
Oh, so you get the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. You love them both.
It's awesome.
It's like Jerry Springer. You love them both. You can't pick.
I can't choose. What's your breakfast bread of choice?
Oh, toast.
Toast? Okay. Yeah. Just toast.
Toast.
How do you dress it up?
I like Marmite on my toast.
I've never had that.
It's gross.
Isn't that like a New Zealand thing?
That's Vegemite.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Marmite's from England.
Okay.
So there's a raging battle between, you know, Australian New Zealanders and English people about is Marmite better than Vegemite?
What is in Marmite?
It's yeast extract.
Okay.
So I don't really know. I don't think anyone knows. It's like a brown paste, but I've heard that it's like scraped from the bottom of like beer barrels.
Okay.
So I listened to your podcast with The Tasty Escape. What's the guy's name again?
Tom. Yeah.
And Tom is from England, mm-hmm. and Ed was born in England.
Okay.
So I was like,
okay.
So that's why he likes Marmite.
Okay.
Well, because I feel like foods like that are foods that like you had as a kid. So, you know,
you had a bagel with
cream cheese as a kid. That's going to be what you want for breakfast. So, like, so I like Marmite on toast.
He'll make toast, put Marmite on it, and put eggs on it.
she just gagged for all the listeners out there.
There's nothing better than toast dipped in egg yolk.
Really good.
Nothing. So then you add Marmite to the mix, even better.
You're like, let me get that.
That dog will hunt.
Do you guys have like something you've been eating lately that you're like, I'm obsessed, this is a great restaurant, or this is a great dish, or we can't stop eating it?
I mean,
I really like, do you ever eat at West?
I had a really, really, really bad experience.
Okay, I highly suggest you go back, right?
Yeah, because I've heard the same thing, that other people have bad experiences, but we always have good ones.
Within the last, what is it, year maybe? Yeah. They've been bought by the people who own Sidecar and
Broadway 10.
Broadway 10.
Okay.
And so, and Hatch as
and
well.
Hatch. They do
so
Hatch
if you
brunch,
if you go for brunch, it's the Hatch menu.
And oh,
you don't,
wow.
I mean, not the whole menu, but you don't have to mess with going with Hatch, going to Hatch.
And I've always had terrible service at Hatch.
Yeah, we've had
always been cold. Yeah. And
I've gone there three times. And like,
I don't fuck with Hatch.
No.
Like, I'm not, first of all, I don't really like to go out to breakfast on the weekends.
Yeah.
Like, I like to make it myself. I like to just stay in my jammies. Like, that's kind of my deal. And then Hatch is like, it's a 178-minute wait or something. And it's like, that's not worth
it
to me.
No, it's not worth it.
The other day, I was really had a hankering for cacao, and I looked at the No Wait app, and it was like 30-minute wait. So I was like, oh, great. I can get Mike up. Like, we can go.
Yeah.
And then he wouldn't wake up. So an hour later, I looked back, and it was like, 240-minute wait.
You have
like,
to plan ahead.
I'll just make some eggs at home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me think about it.
Well, point being, West has redone their menu, and they have a new vegetarian section. And so I've gone there since I was, like, you know, in high school. It's been around a while, and they used to have a veggie burger on the menu and, like, a portobello mushroom sandwich, and they got rid of it, blah, blah, blah. But now they have a whole section, and they have a vegan bolognese.
Okay.
Which is, you talk about it, because you're the meat eater, and you were, like, blown away.
Oh, yeah, it's super good.
So,
no, go
you
get
can't,
details.
That wasn't good.
It's super good. Take my word for it.
She's like, you're a bad podcast guest.
Why do I need to go into any more detail?
It.
It's
Tell me what's in the dish. If it's vegan, obviously it doesn't have meat in it.
I will say I add cheese to it, so then it's not vegan.
Okay.
But. Yeah, but it's, I don't know what they use as far as what they're using.
Well,
for
it's the same as their veggie burger. They like grind up their veggie burger patty, right?
Yeah, but it's, you could put it in front of people and say, here's my spaghetti bolognese, and they're not going to eat it and go, this is vegan.
Right,
which, you know, or this is vegetarian. Which,
and it's super spicy.
I have plenty of friends that would like, just the fact that it says that it's vegetarian would turn them off of wanting it.
Right,
but
yeah.
It's like, well, just eat it, because you're not, yes, you can tell the difference a little bit, but it's still really damn good.
Mm-hmm.
So, and,
yeah. I have to trick my boyfriend, because I had been eating this bird's eye pasta you can get like in the freezer section, and it's veggie pasta, and it's not like
zucchini or something.
Yeah, it's made with that, but it's also made with flour, so it looks and tastes like pasta. So I made him some with like some shrimp, and I was like, "Here you go," and he ate it, and he was like, "That was pretty good," and I was like, "That was veggie pasta." Like he's the same way. He will not eat it if I'm like, here's a vegan lasagna. He's like, I don't want this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, we do the edamame pasta a lot.
Oh, that sounds disgusting. Edamame mung bean.
Okay. Mung bean is just a weird, like, it doesn't roll off your
tongue.
Well,
it makes me think
it sounds like something you have to go get cut off at the doctor's office.
Well, it makes me think of, you watch The Office?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
So when Creed was growing
mung beans
in his drawer.
His desk. Mm-hmm.
He's like, they smell like death, but they're very nutritious.
But yeah, they make a good pasta out of that.
I forget what the brand.
Where do you buy it?
Uptown, yeah.
Okay.
I think they have it at Trader Joe's as well, but we do most of our shopping at Uptown.
Okay, so. Okay. Yeah, that's a perfect segue.
I know, perfect segue.
Yeah,
we
planned it.
You're doing so good right now. That's a perfect segue into Grocery Gab. So you do most of your shopping at Uptown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Do you live close to Uptown or
Well,
you just
actually,
like it?
So I, again, was listening to the one with Tasty Escape. And you guys were talking about Aldi.
Uh-huh.
And we live right there on like
50th?
50th and May.
Okay.
Yeah. Right there.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't gone there much yet.
Been there.
A couple times. So the Uptown is up on Britain and May.
Mm-hmm.
But we like that because they have, like, you know, the regular brands, mm-hmm. but also specialty stuff. They have a really good cheese section.
Yeah.
They got a pretty good meat counter, too. I know this is all about OKC Veggie, but they've got a pretty good meat counter.
They don't have Cojita cheese.
Actually, that is funny because he went grocery shopping last weekend because I was out of town, and I asked him to get that, and he couldn't find it.
I couldn't find it, but apparently it's the same. Is it the same as Queso Fresco or not?
I don't know. I have no idea. Because they have that.
That's like over in the processed cheese section.
So, yeah. So, I saw that. What I was looking for specifically is we were going to grill corn on the cob. So, I wanted to make a lotes.
Yes. Lotes. Yes. That's what we were buying it for. Yeah.
Well, guys. Then I found it at Aldi, but it was like $4 for like a huge bag.
Okay.
So we bought it at Walmart. We did a bunch of grocery shopping last night. I'll go into it because I know everyone's like waiting. But yeah, it was so weird because we spent a long time mm-hmm. looking for it.
I use it like interchangeably with Queso Fresco. I'm sure there's some technical difference, mm-hmm. but I think it's the same.
But while we're on the cheese.
Okay.
Let's talk about halloumi.
Okay, yes. Grilled halloumi.
Because we grill a lot of halloumi, but how come I can go to Trader Joe's and buy halloumi for $4.99
mm-hmm.
and it's good halloumi? Like it grills really well and it's a large package mm-hmm. and it lasts a while. But at anywhere else, you're paying like $14 or $15 for like 6 ounces of cheese.
Trader Joe's is magical, first of all.
That's true. I agree.
We went there and someone from his work said, you know, I got this halloumi, it's $5. And she said it was on sale or something. So we go there and ask for it. Like, we couldn't find it and said, mm-hmm. we heard your halloumi is on the sale. And the guy goes, well, first of all, we don't do sales.
Oh, my God. But true. Like,
I'm like, I don't care. The $5 halloumi, that's what I'm here for.
That sounds like it should be on sale. It sounds like a sale price.
Yeah. I saw a guy when the Trader Joe's opened. First of all, I went 8 a.m., like, the day that it opened. And then that first week I had gone, like, a couple times. I saw a guy absolutely freaking out in the cheese section because everything was so cheap and high quality. Like, I was like, that man is my spirit animal.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we love cheese.
Yeah, cheese is really great. Trader Joe's has a good cheese section. Aldi has a good cheese section because they are the same.
Right,
like,
right.
They source from, like, the same places. So it was funny because we went to Aldi, Sam's, and Walmart last night. So it was a big trip. And then our electricity went out. And I was like, I swear to God, if all of those...
all that food goes bad.
I will be so upset.
Why did it go out? There wasn't, like, a storm or anything.
Our breaker box melted. So they are...
Is that the power of OG&E?
Yeah. Yeah, it was... We had some issues. It was our house alone, so...
Oh.
Yeah, so they... We had an electrician out at 1 a.m. It was just a big deal. What was I going to say? So Aldi is where I got the majority of my groceries.
Okay.
I love Aldi because it's, like, weird, and I love products. I like products that are, like, not... name brand.
Well, you can go on one aisle and get rice, and the next aisle there's like a
slip and slide.
Yeah. 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 I know. I caught Mike just like on that slip and slide aisle, just like walking up and down.
You're like, maybe I do need this.
So we went to Aldi, and then he loves going to the Belle Isle Walmart just for like people watching. He loves to take me because he knows I hate it.
I hate it too, but I agree.
Last summer, his cousin who lives in England was here for the 4th of July, and we took him to the Belle Isle Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And I shit you not, there was a man trying on ladies' dresses in the, like, not in the dressing room, like right by the jewelry counter.
That.
And I said, Tom, look at that. And he just went, oh.
Was it like pre-4th of July, like right before?
It was
the day of. Because we went there because that's the best place to buy a $4 American flag t-shirt.
Right. They're all on clearance right now. We saw them yesterday. but then again, like, Aldi doesn't have radishes. Like, if you need a radish, like, you're going to have to go somewhere else. So mm-hmm. I said Winco, but he was like, Winco's a little too crazy for
me.
We
haven't been there yet.
I haven't been there yet. My parents have been. And
they live in Choctaw.
And they said...
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
And they had And like we went over there on the 4th of July mm-hmm. because you can shoot fireworks in Choctaw. Mm-hmm. So why go
in the street?
Yeah. And, that's my childhood.
Yeah. Some of the stuff that they got from Winco. And I was like, well, that's pretty good. Maybe we should check it out. But I haven't.
It was good stuff. Yeah. They got some hummus.
We haven't. And there's that one on 39th now. Mm-hmm. You know,
that one is crazy. That one is worse than the Belle Isle Walmart.
It's insane. That's saying something.
Yeah.
We're going there after
Brad. What about the, yeah. What about the old Buy for Less on 23rd and...
Die for that? Less. That's what we used to call
it. Oh, the 23rd and Douglas one?
Yeah.
I used to live over there. Yeah. That's an interesting place. It was in Albertsons when I lived in Midwest City.
Right. Yeah.
No, not that one. The one
on... The one on 63rd and Expressway?
No.
23rd and Penn.
Yeah, 23rd and Penn.
It's that closed down.
That's been closed down for...
Not that long.
I mean, over a year.
Like a year, probably.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I've been there.
It's sketchy.
The only memory I have of that store is I went in there to buy sriracha, which you think...
Yeah.
That's a pretty common... You could probably buy sriracha at a 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
And all they had was little bottles.
Mm.
Like travel-size bottles.
Yeah, Buy for Less is... But it's funny because Buy for Less and...
Uptown.
They're owned by the same people, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Buy for Less on 63rd and Expressway is great.
I don't think I have been to that one.
It's great. And they're... I guess every time I go in there, like, it's... That was like my main grocery shop before mm-hmm. the Uptown opened.
Okay.
And they're definitely putting some more money into it now. It's a mm-hmm. lot. It's getting nicer, and they have. I mean, we buy a Heinz baked beans there, which is like an English baked bean.
Okay,
and that's the only place I can.
You can get it, yeah. Mm-hmm. I will choose Crest over everything anytime, but not the 23rd and Meridian Crest.
Yeah, so and that's like, the closest Crest to us, right. So we're not going to go there.
Yeah. My vet is right across the street, so like. If I need to take my dog to the vet, I'll go there. But otherwise, no, thank you. Thank you for asking. Well, awesome. We're going to go into the next segment, which is where I judge stuff that's on OKC Talk. And this is big news, but I don't feel like a lot of people are talking about it.
Yeah.
Craig's in the Paseo, Craig's Curious Emporium in the Paseo has lost their lease. They're moving to the old Rainbow Records on Klassen and 23rd. Mm-hmm. And 84 Hospitality Group is moving right in for a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
First question, how are they going to move all that crap that's in Craig's?
I was going to say, excellent question. Yeah, how do you even start to box that up? I have no idea.
How? Like, they're going to have to hire an outside company to do that, right?
Here's what's more important. Are they going to go in there with giant trash bags and bag up the air and move it to another place? Because that, you can smell that smell. You're like, that's Craig's.
Yeah.
There's nowhere else. Craig. So they're going to hopefully move the air.
Yeah.
I cannot picture that space being a restaurant.
So the article on OKC Talk says that they're going to have to do like a ton of renovations in that building.
Yeah.
They're probably going to knock all the walls down, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, surely.
I mean, I don't even know what the space looks like because of all the things in it.
Right.
That's true.
And they just added three more rooms. There's a full mermaid room. And then
we haven't been there in a while.
You need to go before it moves.
Yeah.
They added a mermaid room. They added another room with like this huge, looks like a maypole kind of thing in it. And like they just did a ton of expansion. So it's a little weird.
Oh.
It makes me feel bad. Like,
yeah.
It makes me feel like 84 Hospitality is like taking over an institution.
It just seems a bit sketchy.
Yeah.
And like, so is now Paseo just restaurants? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It just seems, how can that small area sustain all these restaurants?
Restaurants and art galleries, which most of are closed whenever you go get something to
eat.
Yeah, or so overpriced that you're really not going to buy anything there anyway.
No, I'm not going to buy anything in the Paseo. Except for
Bombs Away.
Bombs Away and then weird shit at Craig's.
Yeah.
Right.
It's such a fun thing. It's like you go, you get something Picasso, you know, you're walking and you're like, let's go to Craig's. Like,
yeah, that's a Paseo institution.
Yeah.
And it seems so strange to move it.
And another thing that I think is a little weird is, you know, you have Picasso, and which I know you guys love Picasso.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites too. Like your wedding was catered by it, you know.
Yeah.
And they're opening Frida down the street.
Right. I am excited about that.
Yeah.
And they're opening a taco place.
Well, I thought
called
it was
Oso.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Which also seems strange. So they're both Mexican restaurants?
I think Frida is more southwestern. And I think Oso is like a fast casual taco.
But still seems weird, right?
Yeah.
Like it's the same
food you have all these
genre.
Yeah, you have all these by the same restaurant group, and then 84 is coming in and they're like, let's
and
take
what
over.
Are they gonna do?
Right.
So they have pizza, they have tacos, they have ramen. So what's next?
I don't know. They don't say.
Anything will be better than Scratch in the Paseo though.
We do hate Scratch.
Why?
The one in the Paseo.
Tell me about it.
Okay, we've been
food wise.
We've been once and we're
Well, we didn't get our food. We ordered it, but it never showed up.
But we're also very judgmental.
Okay. So you ordered food and it just didn't come.
We went, how long has this been? It's been probably a few months.
Yeah, it's been a few months. They've probably been open 2 or 3 months, maybe a little
So
longer.
We sat at the bar, we were getting drinks, and we wanted some appetizers.
Which will run you like $40.
Yeah.
Very expensive.
But the drinks were really good.
The
I will say the drinks
good.
Were fantastic.
Wasn't it like on a Wednesday or
yeah,
Thursday
like a Wednesday
at
afternoon,
like 5:30? Mm-hmm. Okay, so there were two people working. Obviously, there weren't that many people in there.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, the two bartenders are just chatting with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I get my drink and then I finish it and I'm just sitting like this, like staring at him.
Yeah.
And, you know, they didn't put our food orders in. You know, we're sitting there for like 20 minutes without a drink. And then the guy comes over and is like, oh, I totally forgot about you. I'm so sorry. I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah.
And we'll get our check.
Right.
And then I go to the bathroom and there's like trash everywhere.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was weird because I like the Scratch in Norman,
mm-hmm.
and I had heard good things about the one in Paseo, so mm-hmm. it was just strange. So, you know, I'm not going to, like, blast them on Facebook, but
right.
I just sent them a message, a private message, mm-hmm. and kind of explained our experience.
Yeah.
And their reasoning was, well, we've been only open a couple months and we're understaffed. Okay, why did you open if you're understaffed?
Right.
I'm not, like, seeking a free thing or anything.
I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, like, the experience was abominable, and we haven't been, and we're not going to tell people to go.
Yeah.
And your answer was, we're understaffed?
Yeah. And it's that theory. It's like, the customer's always right. Even if you sent a message and you were like, I didn't like the vibe, or, like, whatever.
Just something stupid.
They should have been like, we're really sorry.
Yeah.
You know, come back and visit us, have a free whatever on us.
I mean, I would never even, as a restaurant, admit that we're open, but we're understaffed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do you tell people that?
Mm-hmm.
Just say, sorry you had a terrible time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we'll make it up to you next time. And it doesn't even need to be, it's not like we want something comped. It's like, we just want you to acknowledge that there was a problem.
Yeah.
As opposed to saying, well, we don't have enough people to
that's
operate.
That's what, oh my God, that's what happened to me at West. I never asked for the manager, but I was like, I need to talk to a manager. And then the manager didn't give a, you know,
well,
like, he didn't care either.
It's such a bummer because I've heard a lot of, what did you say, a lot? Several people say that about Wes, but
mm-hmm.
like, that's probably my parents, one of their favorite restaurants. We go there a ton.
And we get great service when we're there.
We
get
on
sit at the bar.
Yeah,
we get sit at the bar. The bartender knows my mom wants a club special when she walks in.
That's the kind of service I'm looking for.
And we get on Postmates a lot, and it's always good. So I think maybe the change of ownership helped, but
I'll go back eventually.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see what happens in the Paseo.
I know.
And okay, let's get into like the main segment, I guess. Emily and Ed, you are a vegetarian, Emily.
Yes.
Ed is a meat lover.
Yeah.
You're married.
But he's also a veggie lover.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He eats everything.
He's the chef in the relationship, and you're the sous chef.
Yeah.
and you have a blog called OKC Veggie, and you guys kind of collaborate a little bit on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so how long have you been a vegetarian?
11 years.
Okay. So when you just said, no, I don't want to eat meat anymore.
So I like, officially became a vegetarian when I was 16.
Okay.
And I didn't eat a ton of meat growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I would usually like pick something, you know, a cheese pizza over a pepperoni pizza or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, this sounds super cheesy.
Uh-huh.
And I tell this to a lot of people, but like, again, it sounds super cheesy, but I feel like I was like born a vegetarian. Like, I just never really liked meat.
Yeah.
You know, it grossed me out. I'm a big animal lover. Mm. I don't know. Okay. I just kind of gradually phased it out, like stopped eating hamburgers, stopped eating chicken. I think bacon was the last to go.
You're like, goodbye, sweet bacon.
Yeah, and so it just stopped. And I've, you know, like I said, I've been a vegetarian for 11 years, so it's not like I miss it. Whereas, you know, some people like do it for health reasons or whatever, and it's really hard. Like, they miss meat a lot, but I've never experienced that.
Okay. And you guys both love food.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that, what was that like one of the cornerstones of like when you met?
No, like your relationship? I wouldn't say at all, would you?
No, probably not.
Okay.
It is now.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
It's something that we both share equal amounts of passion for, and but in different areas, which is really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a really cool way to grow your relationship because, you know, I like one thing and Lee likes another thing. But I love the challenge of trying to cook something that is going to be pleasing to me that she can also eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And you were a butcher.
I was a butcher.
Will you tell me just like a little bit about that? I think it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Emily's like,
he can break down an animal, right?
I think like butchery is a lost art.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, you know, like a blacksmith or a cobbler or something like that.
It's a trade.
It's something that people just don't. What upsets me the most is that people don't care or don't want to care where their food comes from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're happy going into the grocery store and buying a piece of steak with a black styrofoam back, you know, and they're happy with that.
Yeah.
My grandfather was a butcher in a little butcher shop in England.
Okay.
Traditional British butcher, you know, breaking down full animals.
That's dreamy.
And so, well, I always wanted to just try it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a family butcher. And if I'd lived in England, you know, maybe I would have been the family butcher still in England.
Yeah.
So it was just something that I wanted to try. And it was a trade that I wanted to learn. So I just kind of went for it.
Cool.
And it's fun. I don't know if fun's the right word.
Yeah. You don't still do it now.
No, I don't.
You
do
work
it
in marketing?
Advertising.
Advertising?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But you know where to get the meat. So if someone wanted to go get a great steak and they wanted to grill it, I guess, where would they go?
I think that depends on your comfort level of steak breaking down. Like, you can go buy a full loin of, you know, ribeye or filet or something like that at Sam's Club. I know that sounds like not the place you get your meat.
But that's, isn't it USDA?
Yeah, but their meat provider is the same meat provider that's providing to a lot of these little, you know, local butcher shops.
Right.
You know, that there's only so many packing houses left in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of those coming from the same place. But there's a lot of local butcher shops that make, you know, Bill Camps makes great stuff. Mm-hmm. Metz does great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all do great work. They're keeping it alive. But Uptown Grocery does great work.
Yeah.
The Whole Foods meat counter is a really good place.
Yeah.
You know.
They make all their own sausage and stuff, right?
Yeah, and a lot of those people are super knowledgeable about their product. So I know that walking up to a meat counter to buy a ribeye can be intimidating to
it
some
is.
People.
Yeah.
But the guys behind the counter are there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've had great run-ins with a lot of people at a lot of different places that are more than happy, willing to talk about that. A lot of them know where it came from, even. So
sometimes I get jealous of like the people that work at meat counters or like the people at the Whole Foods cheese counter. Like, your job,
dream job, right?
Your job is to just know about cheese.
Yes.
Like, what a great
that is the
life.
Dream job.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you get to walk around. Like, lately, I work in oil and gas and I work in IT-ish realm. And so sometimes I'm like, I just want a job where I walk around. Like,
yeah.
Instead of just sitting at a computer all
right.
day. You know, system administrating, whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's like, that feels like a dream sometimes. Because they're the expert in that one thing, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I think sommeliers are very interesting.
Like, yes.
They're the expert in wine and they can, you know, they just know everything about that one thing.
Yeah.
I've always been like, I want to know about a
tons
lot
of things.
Of
yeah.
different things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, well, that's awesome. So when did you decide to start blogging on OKC Veggie?
I've had the Instagram for maybe 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm. You were like, yes, I got this.
I got
this name.
Yes. Let's talk about that, actually.
Okay.
I was, you know, fresh out of college, you know, living by myself, single, starting a new job, blah, blah, blah. And I that's the first time I was really cooking for myself.
Okay.
And I don't know why I started it. I just, I guess, you know, people...
You get bored. You want to do...
Yeah, people are posting their food all the time, mm-hmm. and I don't want to, like, flood my personal feed with it, so mm-hmm. I just started it, and I don't know. I just kept up with it, and then maybe... Let's see, it's July, maybe back in April, mm-hmm. I decided to start the blog. Mm-hmm. I had a couple people reach out like, hey, do you have a blog? I'd love to see this recipe. I was kind of direct messaging people recipes when they asked for it. Mm-hmm. And I just decided to start it just to have kind of, I've always been like a writer, just mm-hmm. have a writing outlet. Yep. I did, whenever we worked at the same advertising agency, I did a lot more writing then than I am now.
Okay.
And so I just kind of wanted, I don't know, some other outlet, and people were asking for it. Mm-hmm. So it's been really fun. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm the same way. Yeah. Like I love to write. I have an English mm-hmm. degree, and mm-hmm. my job isn't that.
Yeah.
So it's a fun, creative outlet.
Exactly.
And I love your writing. Like,
well,
I was reading all your blogs, and... I don't know. Did we say this on air? But there was a post that was like seven.
Yeah, we didn't say okay. on air, but so
seven
dishes that died in vain.
And I was like dying laughing. It's basically seven vegetarian dishes that used to be on menus around Oklahoma City that yeah. are gone. And mm-hmm. there's like no good reason why.
No good reason.
Yeah.
Why.
So. She's like, I'm upset.
Like super upset.
Yeah. Cauliflower is boring.
It can be really boring, but I could talk for hours about this, but I don't understand, and don't understand why you take a cauliflower taco off the menu and replace it with a cauliflower steak, mm-hmm. because cauliflower steaks are stupid,
right?
And that trend needs to die, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, oh yeah,
it's stupid.
Cauliflower has been in the air lately. I like to make a cauliflower cashew soup in the wintertime.
Okay. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's I'll send you the recipe. It's like called golden soup, and I okay. think it's like a pinch of yum, maybe. But I made it one time, and my boyfriend was like, "I'm not eating that. Like, I don't want cauliflower." So we were at sushi with his coworkers yesterday. He goes, "I love cauliflower," and I was like, "Excuse me?"
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, roasted cauliflower. And I was like, I'm going to roast cauliflower every single night this week. And see if you eat it. Like, don't lie.
Right.
We love
cauliflower.
Yeah.
But the whole premise of a cauliflower steak is just stupid.
Right.
Like, yeah. If you've ever ordered it and eaten it, you're like, okay, now let's go get pizza right. because I'm still hungry.
But here's
and
the
this
deal.
Costs $14 for half of a cauliflower.
Yeah. A cauliflower steak, it's like they're selling like that heart, like the root of the cauliflower, mm-hmm. which is what you
throw away.
And either turn into like puree or stock or mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, that's the same price as a filet.
Right. Yeah.
It's no, it's so ridiculous. Weird. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I never thought about it like that, but you are right. You are correct.
I mean, how much does a cauliflower head cost? $2.50?
Yeah. Oh, less than that at
less
Aldi.
Than that. Oh.
Okay. It was like $1.50 because I picked it up last night and I was like, do you want this?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, put it back. So, yeah. So yes, I really love your writing. You have some great content ideas. So, where do you guys collaborate on content, like recipes and
no.
things like that?
Okay. I plan the meals for the week.
Okay.
And run them by him because, like, what if I like kale and he doesn't really like kale?
I hate
what
kale.
there's a time and a place for kale.
Yeah.
No.
I'll just run the recipes by him to see if he's, like, into it. And then, actually, we're going grocery shopping this afternoon.
Okay.
So we'll usually do our grocery shopping on Sundays. Oh, no, we're not going for the week. We're just getting stuff for dinner tonight.
You did mention, are you guys going to brunch after this?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Okay, so this is another controversial subject.
I love it.
So we are going to the Jones Assembly. Yeah. And we love their food.
Yes.
We always say that it's so Dallas. We hate Dallas.
It's so Dallas. It's like uptown. So it's so uptown Dallas.
Every single person that comes in here is like, Jones Assembly is the scene.
Yeah.
But they have great food.
They have great food, but their service is
garbage.
Bad.
Really?
It's so bad.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's because the space is so big mm-hmm. and like they can't see when people
are done.
Surface.
Yeah.
But the last time we went, you know, it was just us and there was a table next to us and, you know, this girl kept waiting on him, bringing them stuff. And we're like, oh, I guess that's not our waitress.
Right.
15 minutes later, oh, it is our waitress.
Yeah.
And then she brought us water.
Yeah.
I haven't been since November. So okay. I haven't. It's a little pricey.
It's pricey.
Like, it's a special occasion place for us usually. I went for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the food there, and I mm-hmm. love the marketing. I love everything.
Yeah,
about
everything
it
about it's great.
Is great.
But service is slow.
Yeah, and it's a scene.
Yeah,
that's
yeah
what I was telling Tom and Casey. I was like, if I was a jungle cat, still, I would be up, up in there Friday night, Saturday night, and I would find myself in a.
Well, that's we don't go there for dinner because it's like exactly what you said. We'll go there for brunch. And last night we were like, I wish they were on Postmates because we would have just done that. Like,
we don't have to go.
We're big Postmates people.
Okay,
yeah, right now if they could just deliver it to us right here, we would much rather do that than actually go.
Yeah. Yeah. So, do you have like the Postmates subscription, or you just
okay? We do. Yeah.
I accidentally got that, and I am so bad at this. I am trying to get a lot better at finances, but I'm so bad at signing up for something for a free trial, and then it like keeps going. So,
I mean, if you get Postmates, what, like
more than once a week, even
it pays
for itself. A few times a month, it pays for itself. Mm-hmm. It's just you just have to spend $20 and you get free delivery, and
yeah, we're gonna spend $20 between the two of us anyway.
Yeah. What's the best place to get Postmates from?
Oh.
Because sometimes you get it and it's like
not good.
Wrong or cold.
Well,
or
we got it from Iron Star last night, mm-hmm. and they usually do it well. But I like, again, kale. I like their kale salad, but I'll get it without chicken and add their black bean relish to it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not black bean, black-eyed pea relish to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was wrong last night. And I got the side of mac and cheese that's like,
that
was $4.
Yeah, it's but their mac and cheese.
It's
though.
So good. It's so good.
But Republic is really good.
Yeah, Republic. Okay.
I mean, Republic's good. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
we go there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We get Saturn Grill on Postmates a lot.
Okay,
but Republic's really good about like. You say, hey, yeah, I want this, but I want this, like, changed, and they just do it.
Yeah. They just get it right.
Yeah.
So, Emily, we knew each other mm-hmm. because you work for Hal Smith.
Correct.
And you're the director of digital marketing.
My title is digital marketing strategist.
Whoa. Yeah. Very nice. So, how did you get into that? Did you start out in food or tell me a little bit about that?
So, right out of college, I started working at an advertising agency, which is where Ed and I met. And so I was there for 4 years.
Okay.
How do I put it? I just got tired of it, I guess.
You wanted something different.
Something different. And
well, and you were already doing your Instagram, so you were already
writing
about food mm-hmm. in a social media space.
Right.
Yeah.
And then his brother's wife is a manager at a Louis.
Okay.
And so she's been there a while, right?
Yeah.
So she's been working with Hal Smith for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on like the OKC Ad Club web. Like I knew I was ready to leave. And so I was just looking at jobs all the time. And mm-hmm. I saw on the OKC Ad Club job board, they had posted, Hal Smith had posted a digital marketing position. I was like, well, that sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. I know that Jamie really likes working for Hal Smith, mm-hmm. and so I just applied, and I think I started working there a couple of weeks later. So
we also went to Hal Smith restaurants a lot.
Yeah, we're patrons for sure. Mm-hmm. Like I said, our sister-in-law is a manager at Louis. Our engagement dinner was at Mahogany.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we love Upper Crust.
Neighborhood Jam.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But also 257-minute wait.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you should, on the first Friday of every month.
Oh, yes. I do want to plug this because I don't think enough people know.
I don't either.
Okay, plug it.
So I don't do the social media for Neighborhood Jam, but that's probably my favorite Hal Smith restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So on the first Friday of every month, they are open for dinner from 5 to...
Nobody
see, exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Nobody knows that.
It's the best.
Yeah. It's the best. First Friday of every month, they've done it for maybe four or five months. We've gone every time. Mm-hmm. Open from 5 to 9 p.m. and 25% of the proceeds benefited charity.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So the first 2 months, they were like elementary schools. Mm-hmm. They've done Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Mm-hmm. Last month was like a pit bull rescue, and we're huge dog people. Yeah. So we're like, we're going to order so much stuff.
Yeah.
Next month is Hearts for Hearing.
Okay, cool.
And so, and it's not as busy as it is when you go for brunch, right. Although you can get on the No Wait app, but mm-hmm. we always sit at the bar anyway.
Yeah, but we're usually the only people that are at the bar.
Okay. Yeah. But I just wish more people knew about that, because I know people complain a lot, like, well, I've never been to Neighborhood Jam because I just can't get in.
Yeah.
And breakfast brunch food is like our favorite food, so okay. I'll eat that anytime.
I went to the soft opening,
yes.
And I work really close to it. Mm-hmm. I work on Memorial in May, so we got on the No Wait app, mm-hmm. and we went for like an early lunch one time,
yeah.
So we were able to get in and mm-hmm. eat or whatever. I like Neighborhood Jam a lot.
I love it.
Yeah.
The Norman location, their soft opening is this weekend, yeah. actually, and they're opening on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Tell me, I'm a huge Housemith fan as well. I have grown up going to Charleston.
Yeah.
So it's
yes.
Like,
and that was their first restaurant. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was my dad's, like, yeah. my mom and my dad's, like, favorite, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. It was funny the other day. I mean, it wasn't the other day. It was, like, a couple months ago. But we were trying to decide where to eat. And I was hangry. And Mike was like, let's just drive around and, like, see where we want to eat.
Well, that sounds terrible.
I was so upset. I was, like, silent. I was, like, silently mad. He was like, let's go to Charleston's. I was like, oh, my God. So we get to Charleston's. It was the one on
Meridian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was like a wait, and mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to literally slit your throat. I can't. But it was good.
It is
I
good.
Love their
croissants.
Well, yes. Yeah. Duh. We used to always go for Christmas Eve.
Oh,
and
okay.
We would get, so it's just me, my mom, my dad, and then now Mike. So mm-hmm. for Christmas Eve, we'd always go out to eat somewhere, mm-hmm. and we'd always get the chicken tender platter.
That was my childhood.
Yes. My jam.
Yes.
Sometimes I still get
it. And they have the best honey mustard.
Yes.
I know, it's so good.
It's so good. Yes, I love a Charleston.
Yeah.
I also like a Louis. I used to eat Louis a lot when I lived over by the Upper Crust,
yes.
In Edmond.
Uh-huh.
And
that's the one that that our sister-in-law is the manager at.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I lived there for 2 years straight.
Yeah. Yeah, we would go every Thursday night.
Yeah.
And
for Singo.
For what?
Singo.
Oh,
have you not?
No.
Oh. Well, it's on
this was a couple years ago, so I don't know if they still do it.
Well, Thursday nights they do Singo, which is, it's like bingo, but they...
You sing?
No,
thank God. So you get like a bingo card that has song names on it.
Oh,
and they'll play the song, and then you can
that sounds
can
so mark fun. It up.
But you can have your phone out and like cheat with Shazam and stuff. But it's super fun. Yeah.
Yes, I love the avocado burger from Louis. Mm-hmm. And the sweet potato fries with the honey mustard that's the same as Charleston.
Yeah, they have really good honey mustard.
Housemith is just like kind of the big daddy.
Yeah,
and like dads love it also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Tell me a little bit. I'm very interested in like what your job entails mm-hmm. relating to food.
Yeah. So Housemith they're opening their 14th concept in August.
And that's the new
Maddie McMillan's. Okay. Yeah. Which I am super excited about. Uh-huh. I've seen like, you know, a first draft of the menu and it looks really good.
Okay.
Like traditional stuff like bangers and mash. Mm-hmm. Corned beef, mm-hmm. Scotch egg, mm-hmm. pretzels. I think it looks really good.
They're also filling, because it's going into the Old Hollies.
Correct.
Which is right across from Neighborhood Jam.
Yeah.
They're filling a blank that they don't have anything mm-hmm. like that.
I totally agree.
In Edmond.
I don't want to necessarily compare it to like a Hudson's.
I lived at Hudson's in college.
Well, there's like a Hudson's kind of up by that. Where is that? That one Hudson's?
Danforth.
Like Western. It's one of the nicer Hudson's. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The one on Second Street. No one's ever said that. The one on Second Street was the one. Because I went to UCO.
Right.
So,
okay.
like dollar beers on Thursday, karaoke, the French fries, you know, all that. But it's smoky. So.
Right. I would maybe compare this, again, it hasn't opened yet, so like I don't even
more
know.
More like a McNelly's.
A McNelly's.
Or like a Pub W or.
Yeah, yeah.
What's it's their new one?
The Winston.
Yeah, the Winston.
Maddie's is supposed to be like traditional Irish mm-hmm. like more. The Winston is named after Winston Churchill, but it's not very themey. Like they don't have fish and chips on the menu or mm-hmm. anything. So Maddie's is going to be a bit more themey, but not mm-hmm. like cheesy.
Yeah. Yeah. We went to Sean Cummings last weekend. Uh-huh. And what?
You have something to say? Strong opinions.
I used to go to Sean Cummings all the time when it was next door to Vito's.
Okay.
When it was this old, actually, even before that.
Yeah.
Before it moved there. And then it closed and it, you know, became Bacon and all that stuff.
And then it was like Land at Sea.
They've tried like 100 things in there.
And it didn't work.
But I haven't been, because it's where Sofa Bella's used to be, right?
Yeah.
And so now, sorry to interrupt, but now I'm interested. I haven't been since it's moved.
Are you excited to go or
not? I don't know.
Okay.
I loved the little, small, everyone's shoulder to shoulder kind of vibe.
It is kind of the same. It's very dark in there. And we went because I saw on their Facebook that they were having live music. And I went to the old one all the time when they had live music. It was a lot of fun. We didn't eat there. We got just potatoes, basically. And we were getting chips, but they are like potatoes. So we didn't eat, but I got whiskey ginger, and I really liked it because they have just fresh ginger in soda and then Jameson.
Ah.
So I thought it was really good, and I liked the vibe. It is not like shoulder to shoulder, but there are people having a great time there.
I'll have to go to that back then.
There was a table, and they just kept getting shot and shot after Jaeger of Jaeger, and it was like 9 on a Saturday night, you know? So it's like, it still has that same kind of feel, I guess. And I really liked the live music, too. So
yeah. I like the Irish sing-alongs are always fun.
Yes. Yeah. It was great.
He just doesn't want to be disappointed.
I know.
Yeah. But then think about it, like, they could have not
came
back at all. So
is it still expensive?
I don't. What do you mean expensive? Like drinks expensive?
Yeah.
I didn't pay for it, so Mike paid for it, and I don't. Usually, he complains,
and I don't ask the price.
No, usually he complains if it's expensive, so he didn't complain. So I'm not really sure, but I had two drinks, and he had one Guinness, so it wasn't like I was bawling out, which I usually try to do whenever he's paying.
That was the first place I ever had Guinness with vanilla vodka in it.
Oh, that
and
sounds
it is
good.
Delicious.
Yeah,
it's so good.
He panicked. This is a funny story. He does not listen to this. This is a funny story. He panicked when the girl came over. He said, "I'll have a Guinness." And I was like, "That's weird. I've never seen him order one before." And she brought it over. He was like, "I've never had a Guinness before." No. But he really liked it. He drank the whole thing. He was like,
"He's like when in Rome." Well, I'm at an Irish bar. I guess I better order Guinness.
We had gone to So here's my taco story. Because we talked about tacos before we started recording. I was like, in my mind, I was like, I want to go to Taqueria Sanchez because I remember it being like a really good taco truck. Like it's not on the south side. It's on 10th. So it's like south side light, dollar tacos, whatever. I get there and there's like so many white people there. I'm
really?
Like, they have discovered this taco truck.
Have you been there?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. So we ate the tacos or whatever. And I was like, this isn't how I remembered it. Like I remembered it being a little bit more, I guess, authentic.
Yeah.
So this week on Monday, we went to Taco San Pedro on the south side, and that was like the shit. Like that was so much better. We were like the only white people in the restaurant. Like it was great. So
that's something we need to do more is go to places like that. We don't. But, you know, I'm the difficult one. I don't know that they're super vegetarian friendly.
They are not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. It's like all the types of meat.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Which I'm fine with.
Yeah. Yeah. It was delicious. That was one of my favorites this week. So, I guess we're kind of running out. Let me see where our time is. Yeah, we're running out of time. So, tell me your favorite spots in Oklahoma City to kind of end it.
I will say my favorite huevos rancheros in town are at Packard's.
Okay, okay. I haven't had it there.
Oh, I haven't been at Packard's in a while.
I tell everyone that. Okay. Where else?
I mean, I'm at McNelly's or Republic all
the time. Yeah, we go to Republic and McNelly's a bunch. Mm-hmm. I am newly obsessed with the gluten-free pizza at Empire.
Okay, okay.
I'm not a gluten-free person, mm-hmm. but... you know, obviously they have the slices of the day or mm-hmm. you can get like the full big size pizza. Well, the gluten-free pizza is like more personal size.
Oh, okay.
And it's thin crust and you, so then I can get the pizzas I like because mm-hmm. I like the MCA. That's the best pizza in the world.
Okay.
And then.
I don't think I've had it.
I'm taking a picture of you.
Yeah.
And then the Fungus Among Us, I think. And then I like the Rock Steady without bacon.
Yeah.
So then you can get the pizzas you want if they're not on the slice of the day menu.
And it's like a personal one.
Yes, it's so good.
Nice. Do you have any favorites as of
right now, other than the places I go all the time?
McNelly's and Republic. Those are all great standards.
I mean, I love Mahogany and the Ranch. Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to either. I've been to the Ranch, but I didn't.
Oh, girl,
eat
I can
there.
Hook you up in Mahogany.
that's Hal Smith.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
the downtown one is a great vibe.
Casey and Tom, I had them go, and they said that was like they've gotten so much engagement from that, and like they posted so much stuff.
Yeah,
so I'll hook you up.
Okay, great, perfect.
But then Uptown is by the Ranch, so whenever we go grocery, you're gonna be embarrassed. But whenever we go grocery shopping. And we drive by, he goes, tasty steaks.
They are good.
Well, yeah, I mean.
And it's also cheap to go to a steakhouse if you're only paying for one steak.
Right.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's true. Maybe.
Because I like Mahogany because we will share sides and I'll get a salad and mm-hmm. yeah, it's much cheaper.
Yeah, that is. Except I'll be like, can I get a bottle of wine? Yeah. And a brandy ice. A brandy ice is.
5 or 6 gin and tonics later.
Yeah. Oh, gin and tonic sounds so good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for being on. Everybody,
thanks for having us.
Go visit OKCVeggie.com. Mm-hmm. Follow her on Instagram at OKCVeggie.
Yeah.
And. They're doing the Lord's work. Just informing
I cracked
everyone.
Up about that so much.
I know Mike was like, you need to stop buying wine. I was like, okay. I was like, I guess I have enough. Like,
she,
pictures.
I was telling you about that, right? That she did. I showed you her when you posted that and said, I'm doing the Lord's work.
Yeah. Tasting canned
and
wine.
And then we went to, oh, what's Freeman's? And because he's a big Champs, you would think he's a sorority girl.
Oh, I love Champs.
Oh, yeah. I'm like a White Edmund woman.
Yeah.
Love mimosas and my brunch.
Yeah.
He got canned champs at Freeman's.
It's pretty good. It is. Yeah. Like, it's portable.
Definitely was worth a damn.
Yeah. Yeah. So everybody go visit OKCVeggie.com and follow her on Instagram. OKC, do you have an Instagram that you want to plug? Or
I do, but it's very uneventful. I mean, if you like looking at pictures of hot rods, that's about it.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe there's someone out there.
It's just Ed is on fire.
Perfect. Perfect. So go follow them both. And as always, you can follow me at OKC Over Easy. On Instagram is where I mostly hang out. Twitter, I've been on there a little bit more lately. Facebook, I just like post the episodes and the blog posts on there.
I like that your tweets are all caps.
All caps. Well, when I started the podcast 2 years ago, two-ish years ago, I only had Twitter because I was like, I'm not. I'm not doing all this other stuff. And I just started with all caps. I was like, hello, like just all caps. Yeah. And it just stuck.
You're like a fiery politician.
Very
we all know who I'm talking about.
Craig's is moving very bad. Sad. Exclamation point. So follow me on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And then sign up for my emails because that's where I've been putting my heart and soul lately. I do an email every single week. Not next week, but the week after will be the cereal newsletter, which is Breakfast Battles. And I have gotten so much feedback on cereal. It's insane. And I love it. So everybody go sign up for that. You can sign up on OKCOverEasy.com. Thank you guys for being on. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.